Let's go to Ryan in Washington State, listening on EWTN Radio. Ryan, welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What's your question, Ryan?
So my question is in regards to natural family planning. I've had some debates with some of my other Catholic friends, and while I'm pro-natural family planning, their primary argument against it is that it's really not an effective form of birth control, and that it doesn't work despite what the Catholics claim. And I was just wondering if you had any statistics that could speak to that.
Yeah, that's a common canard, that it's just like a fancier phrase for the rhythm method, that is basically Vatican roulette, and people who use it are known as parents.
You address this in your book. You say make it very clear.
Yeah. Depending on which method you use, whether it's symptothermal or Serena or the Creighton model or the ovulation model, the user effectiveness is generally reckoned to be between 95 and 97%. And in the case of the symptothermal method, because you're dealing with not only mucus viscosity, but also daily temperature, we're talking a really accurate daily biological marker of what fertility is happening and when. And this is not dependent on how wild the woman's cycle is. She can be as irregular as, pick your metaphor, it doesn't really matter. Now, you want to, if you have a serious reason to space children, you want to be a little more conservative about which days before that fertile day is going to arrive. So you would want to abstain for that. But the pill usage and IUDs and condoms, generally speaking, are either at or certainly condoms are less effective than what natural family planning can do. Then that's from the point of view of avoiding pregnancy. But people always – this is sort of – kind of rubs me the wrong way. We shouldn't be talking about natural family planning as though it's a Catholic version of really good birth control. Oh, it's natural. You know what I mean? Because it's – our fertility is a gift. And if we have a serious reason to postpone pregnancy, we can do that. However, it's also very effective at producing babies. For the same reason, that you can zero in. Women are fertile one day a month. When you know over a few months when that's going to be, you can anticipate it with some greater certainty. I would recommend that you check out the National Catholic Bioethics Center. I don't have the scientific journals at my disposal that would give you a statistic that's not, generated by an apostolate. But the NCB Center has a lot of science-based, secular sphere research about how effective it is. And if I can just mention one more thing, Ryan, just to get away from the biology for a second. There are two studies that I cite in my book. One is from the University of Chicago, and totally secular-based, on the extremely low divorce rate among couples who use natural family planning. He found it's less than 1%. There's an Austrian doctor named Josef Rotzer who tracked 1,400 married couples for 20 years, so 1,400 couples, 2 decades, found a divorce rate of 0. So there's another built-in natural benefit to living your married life according to God's plan. And so, people, it's always funny to me, because I used to think this when I was a dissenter myself from this teaching. I would say, well, it's really different. It's no different. The church is just playing a word game. So someone asked me, so why shouldn't couples at least try natural family planning? Just switch. Well, that's different. Wait a second. You got to pick one. Well, it's different because it involves self-mastery on the NFP side. You have to say no, or at least you have to have that critical conversation every month with your spouse. Honey, are we ready for a new baby or not? Where with contraception, you can just keep throwing a pill or a condom at the problem.
Right. Patrick, if I can just follow up a little bit on your response to Ryan. Ryan, thank you for the question. Excellent one.
Thank you.
Effectiveness is really, if I understand what you're saying correctly, is really sort of a point of departure for a conversation with someone about NFP. It is effective, but it's so much more than that. NFP in itself has a unitive quality to it. It has the respect for the natural rhythms of the reproductive cycle.
It has
this unitive quality between the husband and the wife.
It's also an invitation for the husband to understand how his wife's body works,
right,
and the rhythm that she is undergoing every month. It puts them in greater sync. The husband's able to say, I understand, honey, because we're in this together. I know which days are going to be fertile and which days are not. And with Napro technology, I mean, we have, this is another benefit. Dr. Thomas Hilgers
in Nebraska
diagnosed my wife after looking at her charts for probably 15 seconds. He diagnosed her. I won't go into what the issues were, but he diagnosed the problem. She underwent a very simple procedure, and 9 months later, just over 9 months later, we had our daughter, Sophia.
Praise God.